Good evening, everyone. It is the 16th of November 2015, and it's about 8:15 in the evening. Now, I've got a problem with, I've got no internet connection. That's the problem. I've turned my router off, which is plugged into I think it's called a DSL box, you know, to get the fibre broadband. So my router's plugged into this DSL box. I've turned the router off and turned it back on again. And Dominic told me, he's had to go out unfortunately, but he did tell me that the Ethernet cable light had a at sign on it. The Wi-Fi on my phone is showing that it's connected. It says the name and me, it says Plusnet. Blah, 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 because that's who I'm with. But then on the bar thing at the top, you know, where you get your 4 bars, 5 bars, then your network, mine says the 5-bar thing, network, which is EE. Then it says 3G, and then it's got plus net, blah, 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 but it doesn't normally it says 3 of 3 bars or 2 of 3 bars or however many bars I'm connected on my Wi-Fi, and it's not doing that. I've tried to send some emails, which I needed to send, and it is like all my SMTP servers are offline for all the email accounts that I have. So I can't send any mail. And my machine is plugged in via an Ethernet cable. This is my Vonage phone, which is also plugged in via Ethernet.
Device not registered with your service provider.
So device not registered with your service provider. So I'm wondering if anybody else is experiencing any internet outages with Plusnet. Could somebody please send me either by a DM on Audioboo, WhatsApp if you've got my phone number, or a text if you've got my mobile number, Plusnet's customer service number, please, because I can't get it because I can't get online, and I ain't got it in my phone, stupidly. And could somebody tell me if there's any more tests I can do with my router to see if it's my router or not, and not the actual internet service itself? Unfortunately, I ain't got a spare router, but I don't know if Plusnet lock their routers or not. I know Sky do, because I had a problem with my Sky router. When would it be? Last year, I think. And the internet thing would just flash, the light were flashing on it, and it wouldn't connect at all. We had no internet connection. And they were arguing with me, saying that I had to do all these tests, and I had to look at this, and I had to look at that, and I kept saying, telling them that I couldn't. And then wanted to charge me £60 to send an engineer out, and I said, no, I know what the problem is. Just send me a new router, and they ended up passing me to about 4 different people to get this problem sorted out, and that was with Sky, and it was, I was going to swear then. Actually, I will swear, it was shit. So, I just hope that Plusnet aren't like that, but they probably will be. But if it's my router, I don't want to be charged for them to send an engineer out for something that's not my fault. So, do they lock their routers, or is there a way that I can try a spare one? If I can get a hold of one, I'm sure I can get one from somewhere, so. Because I can't be doing without no internet. Because that's, I need it for my work. Not just because I need it, I need it, I really do need it. That's how I get paid, so. Right, I think that's about it. So if anybody can give me some help or advice, please, or send me a number at least. That'd be brilliant. Either on a audio boo DM. Please don't send Twitter because I don't use it on my phone. So if you listen to this via Twitter, I do apologise, but I don't use Twitter on my phone because it annoys me. So a DM on Audioboo, or if you've got my number, my mobile number, either a WhatsApp message or a text would be lovely. Thank you very much, lovely listeners. Bye for now. Pause recording.